Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Revelation Revolution, where I invite you to be part of the solution. My fault, my fix, my freedom. What are you doing to control your life this day? What are you doing? I often talk about the American ace, the new American ace. It's not somebody who's an expert in their field. It's somebody who's arrogant and ignorant and selfish. So arrogant that they think they will always have freedom. So ignorant that they don't understand the rules for the place they live in. And so selfish, they're just not willing to put in the time to learn and to stand and to defend this great nation and their own lives. They have no respect for their own lives and for this country. And so I want to turn that around. I have a guest today. Her name's Shauna Cox, and she was part of the Bundy situation. She was in the car when Lavoie Finicum was murdered. And I brought her on because this is a woman of courage, of will. She defended her case. She went sui juris. She learned how court worked. She forced the issue. And see, this is what it's going to take. She took the risk. She put in the effort. She made the sacrifices. And she won. You know, this is how it works. You can't win if you're not even in the game. It's difficult to win if you don't understand the rules, or at least attempt to understand. And she was willing to do that. So I'm really happy to have her on today. She can only give us maybe half an hour. You know, if you guys want to call in, you know, maybe at the half an hour point, maybe she'll answer some questions if she has time to stay. But her name is Shauna Cox. And Shauna, welcome in. So grateful to have you, and whatever you want to talk about, I was thinking about the Rittenhouse case, how a court case looks when you have a judge that is not a criminal, that is not a bought and paid for skill. Even though the information, the evidence was hidden, and I know a lot of this happened in your case, hidden evidence, evidence they didn't disclose, it was just terrible things. But when you get a good judge and people can see the truth, we often have justice. Hey, how about that? So
that's awesome.
I wanted to know what your opinion was, with regard to the Rittenhouse case, and then talk about your case and anything else that you think is important for the people to know so that they can gain strength and courage and to take action in their own stead. So thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Lauren. I appreciate you having me. I was trying to think of the best things that I could actually explain. Now, the Rittenhouse case, I don't really know all the details, so I can't really give you all that. All I would say is, and this is just my opinion, okay, is that we do look and seek for righteous judges who will do the right thing, and they will uphold their oath to the Constitution that they have sworn to uphold. And I say to the judges, look, this is not, you didn't swear your oath to me. And if you are anybody that works into the federal government, of anybody that works for the government, you have to take an oath to the Constitution. And only righteous people believe in that, right? They're the only ones that will stand up. And some of them have been so educated as to not uphold their constitutional oath because they take two oaths. This is what I learned in the Oregon trial, that they do take two oaths. And the other oath that they have is called to the bar. To be a judge, you don't have to be a member of the bar. In most cases, okay, you don't have to be a member of the bar, but most of the judges nowadays are. Now, if you are a member of the bar, there are rules, and they don't follow anything to do with the Constitution, because the BAR stands for the British Accredited Registry. So everything they do goes back to the king. So if you have an attorney, if you hire an attorney to represent you, they become you. And then suddenly you have just given over your will to the to another person, which becomes your so-called attorney. Now, the word attorney itself means to attern or to take from and give to the king. You never want to have one of those. So you have to stand as your own person, right, in sui juris. If I the first time I didn't know this, I went in under what they call pro se. I had to learn the federal rules of criminal procedures, the federal rules of civil procedures. Did I know them all? Heck, I didn't know anything before I got there. But God sent people to help me. And that's the way I proceeded in the Oregon trial. I didn't know better, but I learned a lot about the law, and I learned a lot about attorneys, judges. I saw how they can stack a jury. I saw how they didn't allow the Constitution even in the courtroom. You couldn't even bring it in if you were just a visitor or a court watcher is what I called them. And they couldn't even put them in their pockets. They weren't allowed. The jury was not allowed. The jury was told by the judge, and this has happened in many court cases over and over I've been to now, and they would say, the judge would tell the jury, that you will follow the law as I interpret it to you. Like, we are so dumbed down that we can't even read this little booklet that tells us what the law is and uphold it. And we're allowing them to tell us how to think and what to believe. And so, therefore, you have jury that only obeys the judge because of the way they proceed to give you the information they can get you to give the verdict that they're looking for. And I learned that they win 98% of the time. And so when we won, we were acquitted in Oregon. I'm going to tell you, it had nothing to do with everything that we filed. We were working in the Admiralty Court, mm-hmm, as pro se. Pro se means I'm my own attorney. I represent myself. But remember, I've learned different. Pro se, I'm not pro se anything. I'm not representing anything, not myself. I am myself. Therefore, I am sued.
I call it representing. Why are you representing?
Yes.
I'm
exactly. Right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I am me. I am a child of God. I came from the earth, right?
Amen.
I have no king above me but one, right? So, but I learned. And I've been down many rabbit holes because there have been so many people trying to educate me on all these different things. Remember, I've been at this for probably 40 years over the corruption that's been taking place in America.
Wow.
At least that long. Okay. So we stood up against them a few times. We protested when they came and made the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. We protested when they came into the Bundys, and the people stood up and came, and we learned that it's the people that make the difference. It's
Amen.
We the people. And so, and that's what caused them to back down in Nevada. And then we got to in Oregon, and they killed the boy. I was inside the vehicle. I took the video inside that truck, which proved all the lies that the Oregon State Police and the FBI were telling, okay? Because the truth was what was in the video. That was the truth. So all the lies that came out were just proved that they were a bunch of liars, okay? But that didn't stop the case because we weren't even allowed to bring that into the courtroom. All we could do, and you couldn't even talk about it, because why? Because of the charges that they trumped up against us, there were no warrants for us. There was only a dead man's kill zone that they set up, and then they shot at us to drive us into that kill zone, and that's how they killed the boy and attempted to assassinate Ryan Bundy. All those things happen that people, so all we're seeing is the real corruption that's happening to our own country. That's what's really sad. And people believe that they're doing the right thing. They go to law school, but why are you going to law school to become an attorney? Are you really out there to help somebody, or are you out there because it's good money? And that seems to be...
Are you there to expose the truth, or are you there to win the case? They're two different objectives.
True, but you see, I learned in that court case, after we were acquitted. Now, we were acquitted, and that was the most expensive, I have to say, I was told, okay, I worked with 11 attorneys.
Oh, wow.
And so, because I was pro se, but I did work with 11 attorneys, and I learned a lot about the attorneys. And mm-hmm. they were betting me all kinds of stuff, money, big dinners, things that we were going to lose. These are the supposed to be the representatives that were defend us.
Right.
They weren't there not to defend you. Okay? I learned that. I learned that they're nothing more than a speed bump for me, because they were there out of the judge's own mouth was said, they're not there for you because you can't fire them. I fired them, but it's called a Feretta motion. I fired them, but they were still not removed from the case because the judge said, they're there for you, not for me. Oh, really? Because I learned from the senior judge that the senior judge said to the attorney that where I was representing me when I wanted to go pro se, he yells at the attorney in the courtroom and says, if I let her go pro se, how are you going to control her? You haven't done a very good job so far. See that? And so... that judge just taught me that the only role that they really have is they're hired to control you to do what the judge wants, to get the outcome. And they told me two things, or there's two rules in the courtroom. Number one was never ask a question you don't already know the answer to.
Right.
Really? I said, you're a bunch of liars. And they just laughed. And then the second rule was the judge wants no surprises, because their job is to control the courtroom. That's what they are there, to control the courtroom. And guess who the surprises are? It was myself and Ryan Bundy, who had gone pro se, because they had no idea what we were going to say, what we were going to do, what we were going to file, and it made them insane because
Beautiful.
We disrupted the court. Okay. Well, I learned all these things through the trials. I learned how the charges that they put against us was a conspiracy to impede federal officers, which was a bunch of garbage, because how could I impede anyone when the only time I ever saw any officer was when they started shooting at us,
right?
Trying to kill us with a truck. How could I impede them? And then a weapons charge where they set me up, took my ID out of my vehicle, which they broke into and tore up, And they threw my ID into a vehicle full of guns and ammunition that I had never been in, and then got one of their whoever, some stooly guy, to say that I was walking around with a gun on my hip. Well, really, I don't care if I was, but it didn't matter. I didn't have one, and I had hundreds of thousands of people who could say that they never saw me with one. So, but those are the two charges. So I was facing 11 years in prison and $500,000 in fines.
Okay, but, so what happened?
So in the end, it was the people. Everybody in the world, we filed all kinds of everything. God sent wonderful people to help me, a legal team that were not attorneys, but they knew the laws. They helped me. We filed paper after paper after paper. Well, exposing their crimes, they hit them. They struck them from the record. They put them under seal. They did all kinds of things to not expose the truth. And so in the end, the only thing that really worked was that we would gather up all the people in the audience, right? All the court watchers. And even sometimes the attorneys that they'd go by would grab them. Before we went into the courtroom, we would kneel in a circle and hold hands and pray. And we would pray for the jury. And when we prayed for the jury, it happened exactly the way that we prayed, okay? That they would see the things they couldn't see, hear the things they couldn't hear, and they would have the courage to stand and do what was right. Now, we were taken from a very country county, right?
Right.
It's a rural county into an urban area, which is probably the most blue state there is. And in Portland, Oregon, has got to be Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
I had never seen so much craziness in my life. But so they got a jury, and I was concerned because I could see how the judge was manipulating it, how they threw all this money out to make sure that we would be indicted. I mean, not just indicted, but that we would be found guilty and that they could put us away forever.
Right.
No one was allowed out on bail. So because when you stand against the government, you're worse than any kind of serial killer, you know. It doesn't matter because they were not going to allow, they didn't want us to be out, okay? They wanted to isolate and annihilate us. A few at a time saying we were conspiring against the government. No, we weren't. They were conspiring against us because we were there to teach the people how to preserve their liberty. My whole job is to preserve your liberty and mine for your children and my children. That's
Amen.
What this fight is about.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So we have to do this. Anyway, that's the motivation. See, I have to do it. God told me to do it. I have to do this. So, but we didn't win because of what we filed. We didn't win because no matter how many balls you hit,
mm-hmm.
they've always got a rebound for it. Or if they can't figure it out, they just call it a foul ball, which it really is, right?
Right.
So that's why they would strike out our motions or pleadings. It didn't matter what we did.
Yeah, they
so
cheated.
The only way that we knew that we got acquitted was because everybody across this nation, and I'm going to tell you across the world, were praying for us.
Yes,
and from all these nations, because they've been under communism, they know what it's like. And they would come to these courts and they would hug me and they would tell me, they get it. They understand. They've been there. They're the ones that have been, their families were killed. So many stories. And they wanted to see what was going to happen in America. And this ship was bound for destruction as long as we stayed in that court. And only because of God were we acquitted. I'm telling you that. We know that. And the attorney. Now, this was the amazing thing, was the attorneys that I worked with, right?
Beautiful,
after
beautiful.
We were acquitted.
Hold on. We're coming into a break, Shauna, and you finish this on the other side. And people sports. Hang with us. We'll be taking calls at the bottom of the hour, 512-248-8252. And we'll see you on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? Time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
That's right, we need to be undivided from the truth, folks, and people like Shauna Cox. This is courage. This is what it looks like to be an American. And Shauna, if you want to continue, we hit the commercial. So,
do you recall where I was?
Well, just whatever you want to talk about, dear.
Okay. So anyway, I just know that when we were acquitted, that it came from the people. When I walked into the room with all the attorneys afterwards, they were in total shock that we were acquitted. As when I learned that, well, back up a little bit. When we were acquitted, the judge was so angry, and the U.S. Marshals came over and took down Emma's attorney. He was a good guy out of Utah, Marcus Mumford. and they took him to the ground because he told the judge that they had been acquitted and they weren't going to take his client to Nevada without a warrant like they took us, like they took him the first time. There was no warrant. And at that moment, the U.S. Marshals came in, seven great big people. I mean, I think these are ex-pro football players. And they came over and they stepped him out from behind, took him to the ground, slowly laid him in the, on the floor. They had a knee on his neck, one on each arm, one in his back, and one on each leg. And then a little guy comes running over because Mumford kept saying, "I'm not resisting, I'm not resisting, I'm not resisting," all the way to the floor. Then this little weasel over there grabs his taser, runs over, and tases Mumford right in the back with seven people sitting on
him. Oh, my God.
I was so mad at that.
They were going to punish that attorney for not standing in your way, huh?
Yeah. So
wow.
That's to teach him not not to ever go against him. And he's now deceased. And he was only like 45 years old.
Oh, my God.
So when you play with the bulls, you get the horn. And sometimes you have to be very careful because there is a lot of wickedness out there. I'm telling you. Maybe some of you say, a lot of you have probably already seen it and experienced it. But we do have rights and we do have power. And so when we were acquitted and I went to meet with the attorneys right before that night before they all left because they were so ecstatic that they won. And they told me they had made small fortunes, right? I already knew that we were the most expensive case in the history of the United States. And now these attorneys were making buku because they finally won. Here's what they told me when I walked into the room. They were partying already before I got there. And as I walked into the room, making sure that our friends had got out of the jail, they started cheering for me.
Yeah.
And said, "This is the first time," I said, and this, I didn't know this, right? "Shauna, you won. It was your first trial and you won." And they were in shock because they had bet me money and steak dinners that we were going to lose. Okay? And I said, and they said, "The government wins 98% of the time. We've been working for 30 and 35 years and never won a case. Tonight, you just made it 97. I said, "No, I didn't. You knew that I didn't know. You knew that God, I told you the whole trial that this was God and that we weren't going to jail because God told me that." And they knew, but you know what's really sad is they don't bow down to it. Now, later, they want to pat themselves on the back that they did something. They did nothing.
Right.
It had no control, right? They don't have control. It's all about the judge. So the power is in the people. And I learned this because when Scalia said there are four branches of government, 1995, right? It wasn't 95, 2009.
Yeah.
Williams versus United States. Scalia, the Supreme Court, made a ruling, 6-3, that there are four branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. But the fourth branch of government is a government of the common law grand jury of the people, by the people, for the people, that are not associated with the first three. They are to hold the other three to accountability.
Nice.
Right? And that's how we have to do it. We have to have the common law grand jury. And that's how, when we went to Nevada, that's what I finally had to turn to and use to help in that case. And they threw the case. Nobody knew because they were all locked up. But
we're coming into a commercial. Can you stay with us on the other side and just finish explaining what happened there? We're very interested to know. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. We're coming back on the other side, folks. Hang on, and you'll find out what happened.
The can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
But we should never be afraid to die. Rise up and take the power back. It's time a fat cat's had a heart attack. You know that their time's coming to an end. We have to unify and watch our flag ascend.
That's right. We have to unify in truth. And people like Shauna, that kind of courage, that kind of willingness to stand forth, to seek the truth, and to put their faith in God, in the truth. And that doesn't mean, you know, there's plenty of the prophets that spent time in jail. It's the point is, God is right. We belong to him. We were created by him, and we are owed him all of our allegiance. So, Shauna, if you want to continue and just fill us in on the rest of what happened in the court case.
Okay, well, I lose where I'm at when I get my mind goes everywhere. So, I don't remember where I was at.
You were talking about the case and why it was thrown out. It wasn't the lawyers. It was prayer.
It's because of God. Right. Absolutely. So that case, but then we went down to Nevada, and I knew that we could not win in the Adamowski court because we weren't winning. And I was working in another, in an office of the attorneys, and I saw that they were going to railroad us, and all these horrible things were going to take place because their agenda was to make sure that these guys were put away forever, right? I wasn't indicted into that case, but I was working on the outside helping Ryan because he was pro se now. Not pro se, he was sub juris now. I was helping him and working in Cliven's, with the Cliven's attorney's office, but I was working with a lot of the attorneys. And I finally realized that they were going to hang these guys no matter what happened. And that's when I said, I don't know how, but we have to leave their court. We have to go into the common law. And I started doing that. So we served all of the attorneys through the common law. I did the demand to amend and did the affidavit. And being a party to the situation, I was able to bring them into common law. And they were served with a demand for their oath of office, their surety bonds, and their insurance. At that point is when the attorneys, now these were our defense attorneys for our guys, right, mm-hmm. that they were going after. And the defense attorneys started freaking out. Now that's when I knew we were winning. Because nobody knew what I was doing. It's never happened before, and I did not know what the reaction would be. Because sometimes you gotta be outside the box. They painted us into a box, right?
Right.
And we have to think outside the box. But the minute we dragged them from the Admiralty Court and brought them into the common law court, they freaked because they know. Think about this, okay? When the founding fathers created the Constitution, where did they come from? Because I believe that these founding fathers were inspired by God, that they were saved for this time to create this the Constitution that we have. And it was all inspired by God. Where did they come from? They all came from England or Great Britain. And what was the law there? Go back to the law, and it was called the Magna Carta. Because the Magna Carta, any of you watched the movie called A Braveheart, will know that what's happening today was a lot of exactly what happened then, at the historical, right? And you can't remove a king. You can't vote him out. The most important thing, okay? So they capture King John. They put a sword to his throat. This is William Wallace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say to him, we're going to cut your head off because that's the only way to get rid of a king. And he wimps out and says, no. You can draw up the contract. He gives the power to the church. And there was only one church in the world at the time. It was the Roman Catholics. And so they drew up the contract. The Pope draws up the contract for the king to sign, and it was called the Magna Carta in the year 1215. And that Magna Carta stood because it was forever in its entirety for their heirs forever. How long is that? Forever. And no one can read. So they could only, they had to recite the law twice a year so the people would know the law. And it was, there's 63 clauses in the Magna Carta. It tells what the contract was with the government and the people. The barons, they call us the barons, but those were the people, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're all of royal descent.
Amen.
Because we're children of God.
Amen.
Right? And that's where we are. So we have that power to hold them accountable for the crimes that they're committing against the people. And that's what the Magna Carta does. And they knew that. So the founding fathers came because in 1297, King Edward guaranteed that the Magna Carta would stand forever in its entirety. And he puts his seal of approval on it. That's the second nail in the coffin, right? Or the board. Mm. And says that it will stand forever as the common law. So when you put the Constitution that gives us our Bill of Rights. Remember, those founding fathers knew that law because that's where they came from. And the law that's in the Magna Carta is the same law that Admiralty Court has, only it's been altered many times to fit their narrative so that they can change things. They, instead of having a jury of 25, right, they now have you a jury of 12 and sometimes 9 and sometimes 6. They began to manipulate it so they could control it more for what? Money. It's about the money. Everything's about the money. So, and you have to look at who gets paid. So the attorneys are there to create contention so that we can have racial wars, that we can have, you know, all the problems we've got today are because it's sue your neighbor. That's not how it works.
And it's
lawfare. That's what causes the contention.
And it's lawfare because they attacked you and they attacked your finances to do all
that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
they're there to take your money. That's what it's for, to enrich their industries. Okay?
Right.
So when we came after them, this is when they begin to understand, because they know, if we know, we have a power.
Amen.
And they begin to run. And they begin to run. I wasn't even in the courtroom because they subpoenaed me to keep me out of there. But I was out there with all the court watchers, right? And
right.
I was doing the stuff behind the scenes, and they didn't know what was going on, but they would come and report to this crazy behavior that was happening with the attorneys and the judge. Well, then I knew, because we were the ones doing that. The common law is the one that is doing this, and I knew, because I was party to it, what was going on, and then I didn't see the results. So I knew it worked. I know it worked. And they ended up throwing the case out because we had them in a box into a corner. And they did not want to be in prison for the rest of their life.
And this is what I'm talking about when I say
sanctions were coming.
And this is what I'm talking about. We need to go back to the original American Ace. That creature, that man or woman that did everything to the best of their ability. They were the best of the best and known for it. This is what kind of woman Shauna Cox is. This is what I'm talking about. We have to be in this country again. We have to be a country full of people that act like her, that say, you're not going to boss me around. You're not going to lie about me. You're not going to put me in a cage after you tried to kill me. And then you went after them. They're used to people just running away, and if you get out of it, phew, wipe your brow and keep as far a distance of them as you can, because they've exhausted you and they've run you out of money. Not you. You turn around and go back and pick up the common law and beat them with it. I love it. I've smiled ear to ear through the show. I'm so well pleased with what you're doing, and I hope people are listening to this. Listen to the example here. I believe you're part of the People's Rights Network. Are you part of the...
I am. Ammon set that up. What we have to do is, what Ammon set up was a great communication for everybody in their areas. That's phenomenal. You should be back each other up. What we call that is like neighborhood watch. Everybody needs to be watching out for each other, because again, it's the powers in the people. The other part of that is we need to set up our committees of safety in every county, and that's what we're doing. So every county needs to know how to form their committees of safety, and people's rights is one of those things that we do, which is in the protection part, right?
Okay.
So, and the other part is like education, communication, whatever it is, because that's how the founding fathers did it. When the Magna Carta was written, the very first and most important thing that they knew that they had to preserve, or they had to create, I should say, was the right for election. Okay, to preserve the election. And what was the very last thing they just took away from us? Now they've been taking our rights a little at a time, and now it's a full blown war. They're coming to take all of our rights. The last right they're taking is the most important right, which it is to vote. Otherwise, we just have a bunch of kings and And you're going to call, and I know if the the corporation, okay?
Right.
But they've set themselves up to be kings, and they don't have to follow those rules because you understand Washington, D.C. is not part of the United States. It's a state like Israel is a state, but it's not part of the a United States. It's a country all its own. And all those people who work there are part of the head of the corporation. They own all the corporations, and you sign up to be, and to do it. Once you do that, once you sign your name on a dotted line, you've contracted with them, and now you're in their, you're under their control, and that's the problem. Get rid of the contracts, like Cliveman was saying. Fire them, get rid of the contracts. Don't sign the contract. Otherwise, you're under contract law to obey those laws that you, that they are imposing upon you. So don't, so get rid of the contracts and stand with we the people. We have to do it together.
Do you have
and
a
together,
website or a place
one
that
county
you want
at a
people
time.
To check in, to, a website or someplace that people can go to, you know, join up with the organization?
I don't have a website. What I have, the only website...
No, I mean for Ammon.
Or
People's Rights.
Oh, on People's Rights. Yes, go to... you can text in rights under text to 80123 and type the word rights and push send. You can sign up to be part of People's Rights and connect with those people that are in your area, right? So in your same area, same county, same state. They'll connect you with like-minded people, and that's power in itself. And then as you unite together, you'll want to form your committees of safety, like, you know, Paul Revere. That's how they actually won, was because they formed committees of safety and correspondence. That's what we have to do. And when the government becomes rogue like it is. So... yeah, we're working on them. I teach these classes across the United States. I've done them by Zoom. I do them by, and I've been in person. I don't put them on the internet because of all the retaliation from the government, right? I know they watch everything I say or do, but God's in charge, and they can only kill me one time.
Well, hey, God's in charge, and I've already died to Christ. So, you know, there's no other
right.
death that I'm concerned with. Well, do you
that's
have
right.
contact
I only
information
have to say
for
so.
People to come and work with you? Is there anything that you want to give out? I mean, if you don't want to give it here,
well,
that's fine. But.
Well, no, I don't want to give it here, but let me tell you where I want you to go, though. Everybody should go to see the cases that are happening and all the ways to work on this, and it is called... statewidecommonlawgrandjury.com.
Ooh, that's a mouthful. Say that one more time.
I know, sorry. It's called statewidecommonlawgrandjury.com. And you will see the cases.
Okay, so one more
and
time.
And the evidence.
At statewidecommonlawgrandjury.com.
Correct.
For people who didn't
that
get
correct.
That. Okay.
And then you will see the cases, and you'll see all... how to proceed in common law.
Sweet. Okay, I'm writing while I'm talking.
Remember,
to make sure I...
you have the right for a public trial, and that is as public as you can get at the time. It'll be as clear across the whole world. They've tried, in 2 months' time, they tried to take it down 135,000 times.
Beautiful.
But God is protecting it, I'm telling you.
So, is there anything else that you want to cover as far as things that you think are important, things that I'm trying to get the people to understand that they have power, that they need to wield that power, and where to seek it as far as the information that they need or to get either the information to do what they want to do or the confidence, the courage. I had you on because of the courage element. We've got, you know, our women standing up. We've got our children and Kyle Rittenhouse standing up. Where are the men? What are
Let
you doing?
Let me explain that a little bit, okay? I'll tell you what's happened. because of the men. We do have a few that are standing. But what happens to them is just like Ammon and Ryan, okay, Lavoie. Because once they stand, they are not afraid to take down men. In our country, we still have a little respect for women, right? You know, it's kind of a big deal if you start slamming women around. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. But I'm telling you, that's not the norm. And so the women have been able to make a little more headway than the men. Because the men, for sure, are going to be tortured and beat up. And so the women see this has to happen, and they're still working. They're working, and they're stepping forward. But we have to continue to do it with or without the men. And the men will, as they are, as we gain more and more freedom, they'll stand in where they belong. Because really they are, and they can, and everybody has a part in this. Because that's okay, how, anyway.
We're coming into one more break, and then we're finishing up on the other side. So hang in there, and we'll see you on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this
That's right, Undivided from the Truth. And Shauna Cox, this is a woman who has made the world a better place for all of us. Her standing and fighting has made a better world for all of us. So, Shauna, anything you want to say to finish up? We've got a few minutes to wrap up the show.
You're just terribly kind to say those things, but I'm telling you, if you stand with God, he stands with you, and that's
Amen.
What we have to do. So all I'm saying is, united we stand, divided we fall. We have to get on the same page. There's power. There's a tremendous power and righteousness. We have to repent, do the things that God's telling us to do. Everybody has a separate mission, and we have to find that call that we covenanted to do before we even came to this earth. As he said, the very valiant would be in the last days. And that's where we have to be. And we have to stand and do what he tells us to do. And it's not easy. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to be any other place, because I know how it's going to come out in the end. So we got to know what side we're standing on and stand there, whether you're male or female. And I love this country. I will stand and defend your liberty as I'm standing to defend mine for your children and for my children. It is so important that we do this. Anyway, I'm happy to help whoever I can. I only have 24 hours in a day, but we do the best we can, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like we're like overstressed. But if somebody had a question, I could entertain one question, but I really need to get going. I'm way behind.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to be here today. We're down to the end of the show, and if you got to jump off, go ahead and jump. I'm going to just promote your, I'm trying to read it here in low light. Oh,
website.
I can't read it. The state.
Statewide Common Law Grand Jury.com.
There you go. I'm sitting here trying to read in the dark. But, yeah, we need to educate ourselves, folks. We cannot do this if we don't know what the rules say. It's like being a Christian, but you don't know what the Bible says. Well, I'm going to bet you're not really a Christian, because if you know the rules, you can follow the rules. And that doesn't mean that it's all about rule following. Christ came to be the sacrifice, but he also gave you that book. He came to bring you life and that more abundantly. Our obedience is better than sacrifice. Same thing with our government. This government is our maids and butlers. If you don't know what the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution say, it's very difficult to hold them to account if you don't even know what it says or how to understand it. Same thing with these court cases. Educate yourself. Stop just laying down and going along and hoping that you can hide well enough that they'll miss you and you'll die before anything comes your way. So thank you again, Shauna, for coming on with me, and we'll see you guys next week. God bless America.
Make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
Come on.
Oh yeah. Undivided. Oh yeah.
You either go to church or you go to go to hell.
Oh yeah.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.